They're in the desert and they found the golem, which was pretty easy since it was just sitting there. Next, I'm sure they'll start their journey that Alcazar tried to make many years ago, before he made May wet in the crotch. Let's see if any of the party gets juicy. Let's roll. As you guys are chatting, the older gentleman says,
"Why are you wet?
Now that you have summoned the golem to life, I remember, in fact, a story that my grandmother told me about an adventurer that she was trying to get through the desert.
Alcazar.
It must be Alcazar, because in her story was a golem that came to life. And she told me where she was trying to take him before the storm pushed him back.
Who?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't like your grandmother.
There's a series of caves out in the desert.
Harun.
Which have,
Harun are you?
I don't like any of you.
But I was like, I didn't even do anything.
But, sell the golem.
But there's rumors that this place has information regarding the stone golem.
Bars is the problem at this time.
And, Inferno goes to the stone golem. Do you want to go to this place?
And the golem says, like shakes his head, like,
okay.
That's nods.
Does the golem want to fuck Inferno?
Now the golem shakes its head.
So you guys, since you're talking to the golem and you know, you were checking out, everyone, you realize it's kind of, you're like using its hands a lot to try to communicate. Everyone make a wisdom saving, or insight check.
Saving throw?
Yeah. Is it casting a spell?
Is that God?
And you're fucked.
The golem. You said insight?
Yeah.
Inferno got a 4.
19.
And Jotrun got an 18.
So the Goliath.
You realize it's using its hands a lot.
Thanks.
Good job, guys.
Real fucking, yeah.
I mean, in the story, he spoke with sign language. So,
right.
I'm thinking, I mean, does anyone know sign language?
No.
Shamir says, "We are a few hours from nightfall. We might as well rest."
How did they even standardize sign language in such a time?
I don't think they did. I think he's just speaking a form of sign language. I don't think it's standard. I don't think it's ASL.
It's not. I was just going to say it's not ASL.
Like, America was even there to make it, you know? How would they even...
America was always there.
America. America.
Shamir says, "We might as well wait a few hours and we can continue at night."
All right. I will... I can cast the... Morn Kayan's hold on.
Alarm spell. Butt spell.
No, I can
tiny hut?
Like a spell. Yeah, tiny hut.
Home spell.
Oh my God, shut up.
What are you casting a tiny hut for?
It's because it's gonna be nighttime.
Are you gonna make us a home with magic?
I don't have that.
No, I think dude wanted to move, right?
He said it's gonna be nighttime soon, we might as well camp here.
I thought you said move.
Well, yeah, but it's only in a few hours. It's not like forever. I mean, you can make your.
All right. Well, I guess kind of a weird time to bring it up. You know what I mean?
Keothi begins to build.
He starts chopping down trees.
I sworn I had that.
You brought up sleep. Now Keothi has to build a hut so he can go to sleep.
Yep.
Should have bought that. I should have bought that scroll. Oh well.
You stupid bitch.
Okay. So, you guys can each make a couple more insight checks to see if you can understand the language as you're...
Insight or wisdom?
Insight.
Oh, well, then I would have had a really good roll.
18. Dude, this little die is rolling well.
Oh, natural 1. That's not good.
6.
And...
You can roll a couple times because you have some time to talk to the thing.
15.
15?
25.
15.
Oh, sorry. 23.
8.
So you now learn the 6. Language, the sign language.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not perfect.
15.
But at least, you know, you can get a little bit more than just his life.
23?
No.
22.
All right, 12. All right. We got it. So can...
24.
Can Jut Run teach these guys?
Yeah, 15. Yeah, you guys can.
Okay, we all know it. We all know it now.
20, 30.
Jesus Christ. So he shows him a couple signs, like
the golem says, "Must protect Hamukai."
Is Hamukai still alive?
We go Hamukai dead.
Yeah, Hamukai's
no.
Yeah,
he says no.
Hamukai was.
I protect Hamukai.
Yeah, but am I Hamukai? Inferno says
no. What? No.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know what's going on.
Hamukai had a mustache.
Yeah, that was Alcazar.
Baro's like, he's stupid. Hamukai dead.
Mm. Oh my god, no! I'm trying to figure.
Hung self.
You see a little bit of sand come out of its eyes.
No! Stop! Shut up!
Kyofi smacks Baro.
I'm trying to understand Hamukai. Is Hamukai was Hamukai the wizard that created you?
No. Hamukai prince.
Okay.
Wizards created me.
Alright, I said that. The wizard that created you.
Hamukai prince, not wizard.
Hamukai is a prince, so the wizard created you for Hamukai.
Yes.
As a pleasure toy.
Gigantic stone dildo. Why do you think Hamukai is... I mean, you've been here in the desert for hundreds of years. How is Hamukai still alive?
I do not know how long I've been here.
Can you feel him like you know he's alive?
No.
Can you feel this?
No.
That's what they all say. Yeah. He goes, I don't want to upset you, but I don't think Hamukai is alive anymore.
Where are we getting that from? I don't think we have any information.
And Shamir says, like, many things are possible.
Oh, shut up, Shamir.
Especially with Netherese wizards. You should know, most of all.
Yeah, but he's not a wizard. He wasn't a wizard. He was a prince.
He was obviously surrounded by powerful people.
Obviously.
Oh, okay. All of a sudden, you're the expert.
I mean, he's an intelligent golem.
We might as well take you to the place we were going anyway.
That's fine. Let's do that. He hates us. All of a sudden, he's a fucking expert. He's telling his kid to stay away from magic, but all of a sudden, Netherese wizards are going to do all kinds of shit.
Things are easy. You don't develop your brain.
Stunts your growth.
Fireball.
Oh my god. Alright, so you guys are traveling.
Fireball one, I banish the other.
Yep.
And then, you know, it's a normal desert with its rise and falls. And as you kind of crest one of the hills, you see a cut in the hills where a more stony area.
A door.
And you can kind of see three cyclops bickering with each other.
Oh.
About, let's say, like, as you crest the hill, you know, you're creeping up. That's 60 feet away.
We both speak giant, so we can understand.
Okay. You also hear in the crack human voices.
Okay.
Hear what they're saying, but you can hear the cyclops going, like, just let's eat them now. You know, it was, no, I want to save them. We can look for something else. And save these for when we need them. You know, that's stupid. We're in the desert. Let's just enjoy eating them now before anyone finds us.
How big are cyclopses?
They're huge giants, I believe.
They're pretty big, yeah. They're huge.
Are they large size then?
No, they're huge.
They're huge.
Huge.
Let's go fuck them up.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I can't. Jotaro's not going to let them eat people.
Kyofi doesn't care, but he wants to fight.
He says they're gonna eat these people. they're gonna eat Baron. They're gonna eat these people.
They're gonna eat Baron. Baron's like, but they're huge. They're so fucking big.
They're
all big. They're all their dongs are big.
Why are they naked?
They're not naked. You could just tell.
Yeah, the tip of their bird just swims right below the loincloth.
You know how you can look at someone and just tell their dong's big? That's these guys.
Yeah. They are going to hit us so hard.
I mean, yeah, they probably hit pretty hard.
Am I resistant to dick bludgeoning?
Anyway, I'm going to stay way back and cast spells. That's what I do.
And Shamir and Pesher, like, we're going to back up a bit.
That's a good idea.
Please save these people. They're most likely part of the Bedeen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shamir. Useful as usual.
Like Schmear and Locks.
You fucking cuck lord.
We are the worst. Well, actually, you shouldn't be the worst, and Jutrun's not.
So, could I... Before we... Well, no. Yeah, before we engage, you said we're 60 feet away?
Mm-hmm.
Could I stride forward and cast Command at them?
Do you really want to stride forward or just walk?
No, stride.
You want
to
stride.
It wanted to look purposeful. Yeah.
Well, would you rather that I cast, you know, some kind of soften and up spell?
No, I was going to command them to get the fuck out of here.
Can you do all three?
Yeah.
You'd have to bump it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do a third level spell.
So command only acts for one round. It's not like a forever command if you read it.
Yeah, it's one round. Yeah, I can...
There are other higher level, like, force shit stuff.
Leave 6 seconds later, they're like,
I really want
to. They're like, okay. And then, like, they turn around after 30 feet like, and they're like, oh, now you're dead.
What the fuck just happened?
Okay.
Yeah, I told you.
I could cast confusion.
So, in the surprise round, you can get one magic attack or one ranged attack, right? And the rest have to be melee. I believe is our rules.
That's the rule. Yeah, you can have one person like sneak up and do a melee and the rest have to do ranged. Why can't I get the fucking notes?
Do we have to do a stealth check if we're the one sneaking up?
No, it would be a surprise round.
All right, then I'll sneak up then.
So, all right. Ready? We roll for initiative?
Sure.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, they roll pretty good.
Where's the little one? There it is.
Okay.
Fuck!
7 for Jump Run and a 20 for Inferno.
15. Abara.
Yothi?
4.
Sad.
It is sad.
It is sad.
All right.
But it's a surprise.
So right? It's three huge monsters kind of grouped up.
Huge. Let's get rid of this.
Erase that.
Yeah, let's get rid of this.
Oh my god.
You fucked
Game's
up.
Over.
Now you fucked.
Pack
now
it up. Fucked. Everyone go home.
Get the fuck out of that.
No,
house.
Don't make me.
We have a bigger eraser. Yeah, there's a bigger eraser.
It's cool, man. I think your wife likes you.
She doesn't.
She told me.
I like my wife, but I also like my D&D weekends.
I also like to sleep past 5.
Oh my god. I've woken up somewhere between 4:50 and 5:20 every day for the last, like,
so you're going to enjoy sleeping tonight.
Fucking gross.
I'm going to take 3 Tylenol PM and 4 melatonin.
He's dead.
Yeah. I think he's dead, guys.
There's shit everywhere.
Time to fuck
him. He's like my kid. Yeah.
Well.
Joke's on him. He's still getting fucked. He's
not. Pete is just buried to the hell in him.
What?
Because you were spooning.
It was the big spoon.
Yeah.
All right. So where are...
Did you notice he died?
Did you notice I don't care?
Actually, I would just leave. It's not my house.
That's real suspicious.
That's right. Exactly.
So this man slept with him.
He died. And then he
We're left. Pretty sure they fucked.
It's how he wanted to go. In my arms.
Fucked to death. Yeah. How? Sodomized to death. Huh?
So where are these huge creatures?
So behind them is like I said, an opening into the cliff, and then they're just sort of standing outside in a, you know, relatively close huddle.
Okay.
No opening into me.
So would you say that they're within 30 feet of each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Inferno is going to cast Chain Lightning.
Do you want to put them on the board?
What are they? 3x3. For huge,
yeah, they're the big. They're
big boys.
Big boys.
Oh, so big, daddy.
They're large, but that's fine. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, that's just large, but you can put it in the middle.
What do you want me to do?
Large is 2x2.
Yeah, these are huge. It's 3x3.
3x3. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry. My bad. My bad.
You fucking idiot.
Oh my god.
All right, so go ahead.
Fucking lord.
Chain lightning, you need to roll a.
You need to wall.
You need to roll.
You need
dexterity saving throw.
DC 18. These guys are pretty dexterous.
No, they're not. I know pretty, what Cyclops are.
Pretty dexterous.
It doesn't feel right.
5, 7, and a 19.
Okay, so the 19 makes it. But you'd still take half as much, so it's 10d8. Stop.
Stop making fun of me.
Okay, Google. Roll 10d8. I'm taking my phone, by the way, just so it's fair.
The total is 39.
The total is
31. 39. So half of that for the other one.
I'm going to say 2 and 3 take the full hit. So 30, half 39 is 19.
Yep.
Alrighty. Bara. Range attack, or are you running up close? Mind you, they're about 60 feet from you.
I don't like that.
So you can... you don't like that.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Well, oh, hold on. I wasn't done. And then he backs up 30 feet.
Let's see.
Yep.
Hand crossbow.
Okay.
Whoa. Watch it. Don't get him...
17.
Hits.
Let's roll that 1d4.
It's a 6. Oh,
Jesus. Which one are you hitting?
Skull. With 11 piercing.
It's the
flip them over and put the fucking numbers in them.
You mean it's skull. I hit shield.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? Now fuck with them and give them different colors. Different numbers, different colors.
So 1, 2, 3.
Purple one, green one, and yellow one.
2, 4, 5.
You're such a dick. How much damage? Was that?
I think it was 11.
11 with a hand crossbow?
Yeah. 1d6 plus 6. I can roll a 5.
Plus 6? Okay. What do you get plus 6 for?
Probably, he's probably got high dex. Oh,
man, high dex.
What do you like, plus 3 dex?
Yeah, your hand crossbow.
And then
crossbow.
You add your proficiency.
You'd unless you're using plus special 3. Crossbow bolts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's...
So plus 1.
Yeah.
Yep. You probably plus get plus 6 to hit.
Well, what's your dex?
Oh, so that's only to hit.
Yeah, right. It's only to hit.
Is your dex 20?
Because then that's what, plus 5?
Yeah, so it's like probably plus 1 for damage, so whatever you roll plus
1. Dexterity
is
20.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's yeah, that makes sense.
Because it's plus 5.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
So plus 5 to hit, not plus 5 damage.
No, plus 5 damage.
No, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For hand crossbow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you add your dexterity modifier, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
No, that's for damage. Dexterity modifier is never for damage unless it's a finesse weapon.
It is a finesse weapon, isn't it?
No. Finesse weapons are like rapiers.
Only and, melee?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Take that away.
Well, you're using... One, so is D&D 6. Beyond telling you that? Yes. Then hit it and it should explain why you're getting that.
It doesn't.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
It doesn't?
I can look it up. But I think you're right that the ranged weapons don't... Don't have your modifiers put on.
It is a plus 1.
It's a plus 1, definitely. That's fine. Which means you get plus 1 damage. And you get... You probably have plus 7 to hit, but...
Plus 6 to hit.
Okay, plus 6 to hit. But I don't think you get any modifier for dexterity. I'm almost positive you don't get any pluses for ranged weapons. Unless you have like some kind of special feat or something.
Mm-mm. I think you're right, but now we have to look it up.
Thanks, Cliff. Gonna fuck up the mood.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, all my thrown weapons. My Javelin of Lightning is like a 1d6 plus 7.
You got that's because you have a strength modifier.
Yeah, so why wouldn't he have a modifier?
You don't get a modifier for dexterity.
The ability modifier used for a melee weapon attack is strength, and the ability modifier for use for a ranged weapon is dexterity. Weapons, blah, blah. The ability modifier used for a spell attack, it doesn't help anything. Fuck.
Hold on.
Do you add modifiers to damage roll? Depends on the weapon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That sums it up.
I think you might. It says, this one person says, for most melee weapons, you add the strength. For most ranged weapons, you add the dexterity.
But my dexterity is 0.
So you wouldn't add anything.
But it says plus 7.
It does. Yeah, no, yeah, yep, you're right. Damage roll for dexterity increases both accuracy and damage for ranged weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we just started playing 5e, so.
Yeah, it's just, we didn't know. Wait, no, hold on, hold on. But this one, no.
Unless the player character is
this
gay.
One says a long 1d8 plus your dexterity modifier damage when you hit with it, unless you roll a critical hit.
Right.
I'm confused.
No, that's the 1d8 plus your dexterity modifier. You don't get your proficiency on top of that. That's your attack roll.
Yeah, yeah, it's that's dexterity hit. For both that for damage. Yeah,
11 it is.
Yay!
11 points of crossbow bolt damage.
Which one did you hit? Skull.
That's not too
bad. Yeah, 5.
Okay.
And I'm gonna hit him with my second one.
Oh my god!
What did he do to you?
18 plus 4, 24
hits.
Yes. I'm fucking nailing this.
I feel my confidence come back.
8.
Alright. Jut Run.
Alright. Jut Run is
Jut Run
to
I went running.
Cast. Oh, he can cast his new spell, Earthquake.
Okay.
Because they're pretty. Oh, no, that'll kill all the humans.
I was thinking it. I was waiting for you to cast it.
I was like, oh, no, maybe not. No, it's probably bad.
Because I wanted it to play out. And Shamir would have some serious words about the danger of magic.
Whoopsie.
See?
See what they did?
So, 10-foot radius. He's going to cast Flame Strike.
Okay.
46 fire and 46 radiant. You need to roll a dexterity saving throw. It's always fucking dex.
Does a 12 beat it?
Nope.
And they all miss.
Oh, Jesus.
Yay! Fuck them up.
You can just tell Google to.
No, I wanted to roll it myself.
Fine. Fine. God damn it.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I rolled it myself. So glad.
Oh, my God. 20. He finished.
So 20 points of fire damage.
20 points of fire damage.
20 points of fire damage. And 16 points of radiant damage.
36.
They're not. They don't get double damage on radiant. They're not undead Cyclops. Cyclops,
yeah.
That's gotta be fucking unnerving. You're just having like a little conversation with your buddies, and all of a sudden just fucking flames are attacking you, and lightning. Someone's shooting you with a crossbow.
All right, Keothi.
So would I have enough range to sneak up to them then? For the surprise?
Yeah, we're
gonna say you can sneak up, and then you would. Yeah, you
just the closest one. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So you snuck up, and that's fine. They were busy talking about their dinner.
That should be fine.
I love it.
All right, so I'll take Serpent's Fang to him.
So he calls his dick.
Oh, 17?
That hits.
All right.
Hit him in the dick.
Oh.
All dick damage.
That big dick.
14.
Okay.
Damage, and then, 10 poison damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do it again, not using smites.
Done.
16?
Yep.
They might have a lot of hit points, though.
We'll find out. 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus 3 points of poison damage.
Okay. All right.
And I go.
All right, it's Inferno's turn.
Okay. Let's
You're
see.
90 feet away.
Not. Yep, that's fine. Inferno's...
Jake, I'm going to back up to 120.
The problem is you're now over back over the hill.
Back over the hill?
Remember we had just crested the hill.
All right, well, I would only back up until I could see them. I'm not going to fucking lose...
All you see from their perspective is like a pair of eyes on the top of the hill.
Unless you can get three-quarter cover.
You move up like 10 feet to cast your spell, then move back 10 feet.
Maybe.
Well, three-quarter cover is what, plus 5 AC?
Yeah, I need it.
You're all shook.
He still gets nailed.
You're all shook from the adventure.
He never wants to be up front. All right, let's see. So we got...
Bitch.
If she lasted a couple more rounds, man.
Oh, we would all been dead.
One more round.
I had
40
points left. Hit points left.
Barra is ready to get up.
Yeah, a couple legendary action, lair actions.
And I read my lay on hands wrong. I had actually 70 points to spend.
I still like the... Well, no, because it's 5 times your level. And you're 15 now, so you have 75 points to spend.
Yeah, but I was 14.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, so he can cast...
I still like the visual of Inferno coming out of the mirror dead.
Just like...
That sucks. All right, so...
No! How horrifying.
Really horrifying. That would be awful. Poor Inferno. He's a tiny little guy. So I'm going to cast... Ice Storm.
Where's that at? What's that do?
So Ice Storm... No, clear. Oh, no! Undo!
No.
Undo!
Sorry.
Hold on, give me 2 hours to rebuild my character.
I gotta rebuild my character sheet.
Our friend here is not doing typical.
Oh, sure. You're familiar with that. Let me see. So that would be a 20-foot radius.
Okay.
So I can probably get them all.
Mm-hmm.
40-foot high, doesn't really matter. You need to make a dexterity saving throw, of course. And you take 2d8 bludgeoning.
What's
and
the DC to make?
18.
One makes it.
Oh, wow. Wow,
wow, wow, wow, wow.
You take 2d8 bludgeoning and 4d6 cold. And the hailstorm stones turn the storm's area effect into difficult terrain until your next turn.
Okay.
So let me do the 2d8.
2d.
12 points of bludgeoning damage. And 12 and 15 points of cold damage.
27.
What's the area effect?
It's area effect, yeah. So it's got
what
all...
is it for the rough terrain?
Is it 30 feet?
It would affect them all just for this round.
So number 5 dies in the cold, frozen.
Whoopsie.
And the other two let out a roar.
I'm scared.
And they,
Of course, I'm 90 feet away, but...
Number 2 walks up to Keothi.
Who does number 2 work for?
Yes.
He gets a couple of tackies here. Nat 20.
Miss.
I have a immunity from critical hits.
So... I thought this was going to be a walk in the park.
It is. I killed one
so
already.
Yeah. Good,
yeah. I mean, we know the other two can't 24 have much left.
Points of bludgeoning damage.
And I imagine it's probably not a magical weapon.
No.
No, these aren't magical weapons.
Nice. Resistance.
And the other one steps up and gets advantage on you.
Well, I guess they can just be next to each other, right? Because they're huge.
Yeah.
It does still?
Does a 28 hit?
Maybe.
Does a 12 hit?
No.
Did you think about that?
13, 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
That's already halved?
No. So 9.9.
LOL, I laugh.
Okay, that was their turn. Now it's Barra's turn.
They have so much time to move.
He's just like inside that Cyclops.
Right up his butt. You get advantage.
Thank you.
Well, you can move pretty far as a monk, right?
Yeah.
You're like 45 feet or something.
7,000 feet or something.
25?
Yeah, that hits them. They're Cyclops.
Everything hits them.
22?
Yep.
I'm going to spend a key point. I'm going to hit him with a flurry of blows.
Was that damage, 22?
No. Okay. All right, I'll hit. Yeah, I'll do that.
It's the Ice Maker, I think.
Yeah.
What are you hitting?
17 damage.
Three.
On two. Purple. Three.
No, it's purple three.
Oh,
three.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are you glad you did that now?
Now do flurry of blows.
Blowjobs.
Nope.
Flurry of blowjobs. Mm-hmm.
Two hits. Okay.
28. That hits.
Yikes. 29.
That hits.
And another 19.
You break its kneecaps, and it falls to the ground vomiting blood.
Oh my god!
And dies.
It's horrifying! Jesus Christ! Barra?
I don't know why he's vomiting blood. He's vomiting blood.
He punched him several times.
Punched him so much.
Yeah, didn't hit him that hard.
All right, it's Jetrun's turn. I don't think Jetrun's got enough movement to get up there.
Probably not.
All right, it's fine. He'll cast. I don't think there's a whole bunch left for them, so he's gonna cast.
You could just let Gorg go.
Is he saying that?
I don't think so.
Gorg will leave.
Gorg is fine. Gorg, sorry.
I can eat these guys. I'll be good.
Your brothers?
Well.
Comrades?
Nah.
Lovers?
They weren't that nice.
That's fair.
They always made fun of Gorg's one eye. And I say, you have one eye.
You all have one eye. We're Cyclops. It's in the name.
I don't know that word.
You don't know the word Cyclops?
All right, I'm just going to cast Toll the Dead.
No, please do not.
Fuck you, sorry.
Has he taken damage?
Well, it's...
He did from the spell, right? So you get the D12 instead of the...
So at 11th level, he gets... It's 3D8.
Nobody's taken damage.
Did you like the Cyclops interaction?
Are they 3D12s now?
3D12.
Right,
yeah.
I'm doing Toll the Dead.
Because he's taking damage from the ice storm.
That does not sound
so good. I think as long as they're not full health.
Yeah, Cyclops. If the target's missing any of their hit points, it's 1D12. So,
so you get 3D12.
It's 3D12 for.
What's he doing? What's he doing?
Toll the Dead.
Constitution saving throw?
Wisdom. Aww. I'm pretty sure they're wise, right?
dang.
Gorg, not very wise.
What does he have to make?
It would be a 17.
He can make it. He could make it.
He could.
Nat 20.
Oh my god! Well, you don't take any damage then.
That is hilarious.
That is funny.
I feel bad for the Cyclops now.
He has a negative 2 as the modifier.
Like, maybe we just let him go.
Well, I guess Tyr likes this one.
Maybe we just let him go.
You mean Helm?
Shut up.
Helm's the best.
Tyr's the best.
All right. All right.
Don't have to hit Gorg.
Gorg won't leave.
Is there a reason we should question him, or do we just...
What are they going to tell us?
You never know.
Gorg said, you think question. Gorg, no mind.
Right. Gorg, like question. Trivia? Gorg played trivia.
Like blue. Roof.
Man, he really wants to live.
Gorg has many dreams.
All right.
Most involve eating people.
Nat 1.
Oh, no. You hit yourself for half damage.
And you smite yourself.
Three. Oh, actually, points. That's down because half.
No, it's not no, half.
You have magic weapons.
Magic weapons.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Why are you helping us?
Because I can't help it. I do DM too much.
He's neurodivergent.
I am neurodivergent.
See? Tier 1 Gorg live.
We established this.
So this would be... I was using Serpent's Fang.
That's why everything I say can't
25.
Be
25. Going to attach a smite.
That hits. Gorg, Gorg.
He thought 11 this was gonna be points a of damage.
He's even lost a hit point.
11 points of damage.
He lost
plus
a hit point.
Two poison and 15 radiant.
So what's that total?
I have no idea.
I missed the first number.
I think it was 7.
7, 2, 15.
4 and 15.
7-2 and 15, yes. 7-4, I don't know.
I think it was 7-4
I don't think it matters,
and 15.
Probably.
It doesn't really matter too much.
So 26.
Okay.
Is Gorg still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Gorg. Good for you.
Gorg, want to live.
Inferno's like, good for you, Gorg.
Thank you, mister. I see top of head.
Well, that's all you got to say.
Unless you get lucky.
Go ahead.
If you get lucky, you might just see my top of my head, too, huh?
It's Inferno.
Oh, it's Inferno.
That's why Keothi hurt himself. He was flirting, and Keothi was so so out of sorts and so uncomfortable. Stop hitting on me!
I think I'm just going to cast Firebolt.
Okay.
Because it's 3d10.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a ranged spell attack.
He has two hits.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Why doesn't this happen with the big fights?
And now it's against this guy that's probably 7 hit points away from death.
14.
7 glory.
Oh my god, I rolled
points.
3 7. It's 42 points.
Your firebolt shoots right through his eyeball. God, the back
sorry.
Of his head.
Sorry, Gorg.
He collapses on Keothi.
Oh no.
Duff.
Inferno's like, the fuck kind of firebolt was that?
Pesh runs past everyone. I'll go free the prisoner.
No, stop. Pesh.
Yeah, we don't
relax.
Know anything.
We don't know
yeah.
what's going on yet. These prisoners might be bad guys. And don't tell me they're not. Shut your mouth, Schmear.
Schmear.
Shit Schmear.
Shut your mouth, Shit Schmear. We're going to go talk to these people first before we free them.
Okay. Fine. Go ahead.
Okay, so we go up and see the people.
Why did he roll that?
It's a bunch of women and children.
Oh, well then.
Kill them.
You don't know. It could be bad.
They're dressed in the same sort of robes as Pesh and Schmear.
So you guys okay?
Yes, now we are. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
They were going to eat us.
Can you get out of there
except
yourself?
Except that one Gore. He was saying we used to save, not eat us, but he was, you know.
Yeah, but he was saving you for later.
Yeah, I mean, but still.
Do you feel bad for Gorg?
No.
Would you like to join?
Well, I mean,
oh my god!
I mean, killed a woman dog. You
know. Look what Bear's turned into.
Bear's a monster.
It's just Audemon.
It's Audemon. He's always Audemon.
Is your character in the next one gonna be Audemon?
Yeah.
Jarwin says, "Do you need help getting out of there?"
I mean, yes, if you could free us all the way, that would be nice.
Yeah, so he just reaches down and...
Is there a reward?
How far? It's 10 feet down, right?
What? It's just a crack in the thing.
A crack in what?
No, it's like a crack it's a in
cave.
The
It's
wall.
Like a cave.
Oh, yeah. Well, then they
yeah,
can walk out.
The crack,
no, they're
like
tied up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know they were tied up. So he unties them and...
It's a little bit of bondage.
The one goes... It was a 5-year-old boy, though.
Jarwin's very uncomfortable.
Inferno looks like he didn't know what that was.
No, Inferno's like
tying it as far away from him as possible.
You're free. Please leave.
Thank you.
Please leave.
Bye. Well, are you able to make it back? Do you have enough water and food?
I mean, it's a bit of a travel. Some water and food would be nice.
Okay.
Do you have any soy sauce?
Yep.
Well, we're actually selling food. Yeah, we're selling rations and water. So.
No, Jet Run will give a rations. And water. He has water and
he has plenty of water in the alchemy jugs.
Well, no, I mean
I don't know how much water do they need.
You can make 20 gallons.
I can make 20 gallons.
Yeah,
I
mean, but that's not enough. Remember, it was
well, it's for if they're traveling door to day. 50 gallons a person. I guess.
Hold on, I'm going to Jarwin's character to get
rations. I mean, if you give them water and a ration, a couple of rations, they'd be good to go.
Okay.
What are your names?
No personal information.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess so. For
you like this to delete any personal information we have of you?
Are you a Nigerian prince? Yes, please.
I only want to take the necessary cookies.
Joke's on you. You get all the cookies.
Oh, no. All right. So now I have 4 rations left.
Okay. Cool.
And they're okay.
Shamir says, "Great work, fellas.
Shut up.
Thank you for saving our people.
Thanks, Shamir.
The dangers in this desert are uncountable.
Well,
the fall of the Netherese Empire has destroyed.
Weren't you just giving me shit not that long ago, Shamir?
Well, still, okay. Some good thing can come from it.
I guess. I mean, did you see what I did with that fucking firebolt?
No, I was looking the other way.
Right. Yikes!
Fuck off.